Although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart. Yadyapi amar rase jagat saroso, radhar adhar rasa ama kore basa. Kono Gopinath Babu bujhanti na. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes, because of me, I am charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. Yadyapi amar sparsha kotindu sitala, radhikar sparshe ama kore susita. And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radharani. এই মতে জগতের সুখে আমি হেতু রাধিকার রূপ গুণ আমার জীবাত। Thus, although I am the source for the happiness of the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. Understand, Nohari, how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all beautiful, all fragrant, is supreme in all respect, isn't it? He says, যদ্যপি আমার গন্ধে জগৎ সুগন্ধ মোর চিত্ত প্রাণ হয় রাধা অঙ্গ গন্ধ। স্টিল হি সেজ, অলদো মাই বডি লেন্ডস ফ্র্যাগ্রেন্স টু দ্য এন্টায়ার ক্রিয়েশন, দ্য সেন্ট অফ রাধারানিজ লিমস ক্যাপটিভেটস মাই মাইন্ড এন্ড হার্ট। হাউ ইট ইজ ভেরি ওয়ান্ডারফুল। কৃষ্ণ ইজ ক্যাপটিভেটেড, Krishna captivates entire world. All are captivated by Krishna, isn't it? Are you? Yes. So you are then a very great devotee of Krishna, that you are captivated by Krishna. But Krishna is captivated by Radharani. Then, you see, Radharani is more captivating. Radharani has more captivating power, isn't it? Because she captivates Krishna, who captivates the entire world. Yadyapi amar rase jagat saroso, radha adhar rasa ama kore basa. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. You see, Rasavaisaha, Krishna is known as Rasavaisaha. Apan bujhi parchinta, Gopinath Babu. I speak to that old man, Gopinath, he is a great devotee of Radharani. You understand? বুঝি পারছি না গোপীনাথ বাবু, আপনার বেশি কহা দরকার না, চুম্বক কহলে আপনার বুঝি নেবে, তেমন আগে ইংরেজিতে পড়ছি, আপনার কহা দরকার না। যদ্যপি আমার রসে জগৎ সরস, রাধার অধর রস আমা করে বস। অলদো দি এন্টায়ার ক্রিয়েশন ইজ ফুল অফ ডিফারেন্ট টেস্ট বিকজ অফ মি, আই আম চার্ন বাই দি নেক্টারিয়ান টেস্ট অফ দি লিপস অফ শ্রীমতি রাধারানী। Krishna is known as Rasa Lampata, Rasika Sekhara, Rasa Sagara, Rasa Vaisa. You understand it, Gopikanta?
Origin of all
rasas. Origin of all rasas. Gopikanta understand. You can't understand. Murari, you see, Gopikanta understands. চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত, আই ডিসাইড দি ভার্সেস ইন হিয়ার। Krishna is the source of all rasas. You understand? He is known as rasa vaisaha. Rasika sekhara, rasa lampata, rasa nagara. You understand? These are the names, adjectives of Krishna. That Krishna says, although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Then, Srimati Radharani has more mellow than Krishna, isn't it? Because Krishna is charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. Radhar odhar rasa ama kori bosho. Yadyapi amar sparsha kotindra sitol, radhikar sparshe ama kori susitol. Although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is so cool. It is cooler than 10 million moons. Koti kotindu sitala. But he says, Radhikar sparse ama kori susitala. I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. You understand? So this shows that Krishna gets this cooling power with which he cools the whole creation. You understand? Both spiritual and material. Whose touch is cooler than 10 million moons, he gets that cooling power from Srimati Radharani, isn't it? Because he says, Radhikar sparse ama kori susitol. I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. Ei mata jagater sukhe ami hetu, Radhikar rupa guna amar jivatu. Thus, although I am the source of happiness of the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Srimati Radhika are my life and soul. You understand? Then who is superior? Krishna or Radha?
According to that statement, Radha is superior.
Krishna himself says, I am not superior. Radharani is superior. You understand? Some more things you can also say in spoiler. Krishna is Supreme Personality, body, the source of all mellows, rasas. You understand? He gives different tastes to entire creation. You understand? He says, although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. You understand? So this shows Krishna gets that taste from lips of Srimati Radharani. That taste or mellow which he gives to the entire creation. You understand? So Radharani is the source of the taste of mellows of Krishna, who is ocean of mellows. You understand? Rasa Sagar is the ocean of mellows. Then his source is Srimati Radharani. You understand? This is wonderful. Although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. You understand? Who is cooler than 10 million moons, he is refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. Then how cool is the touch of Srimati Radhika? You can just imagine it. What do you say, Gopikanta? You can't imagine. You just hear. Nruhari can imagine, isn't it?
Not at all.
Thus, although I am the source of the happiness for the entire world,
the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. You understand? Ehi matta jagatara sukhyami hetu radhikara rupa guna amara jivati. He says, although I am the source for the happiness of the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. You understand? There is one tattva which will say that Krishna is Shaktiman tattva and Radharani is Shakti tattva. You understand? Do you know Shaktiman and Shakti?
It's like
energetic and energy. You understand? Krishna is energetic, Shaktiman. Radharani is Shakti energy. You understand? There is no difference between Shaktiman and Shakti. No difference between energetic and energy. It's non-different, isn't it? But we find two, Radha and Krishna, energy and energetic. Why are they two? If there is no difference, there is one. Why is it so? Do you understand? Do you know it? You don't know? Gopikanta, do you know it? When there is no difference, energetic and energy, they are one. Why there are two?
Like the sun is not the same as the sunshine.
Yes.
The same way.
Same way. Yes. It is non-different. But why difference is there? Why there are two? We see two bodies, one body of Krishna and another body of Radha. Isn't it? Why are two?
Krishna decided to enjoy this way.
Yes. Unless there are two, the energetic and energy, the test cannot be tested. You understand? How? If there is one, how can it, he can test himself? Can it be possible? No, not at all. Therefore two are there. Lila rasa asadite dhare dui rupa. In order to test his nectarian pastimes, so there are two bodies. The energetic and energy. Lila rasa asadite dhare dui rupa. Do you understand? Therefore two. Otherwise they are one. None difference. Huh? There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. You understand? How Krishna says himself that he has been defeated, you understand, by the loving affairs of the gopis, including Srimati Radharani. Do you understand? There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Jejatha mam prapadyante saṁ stathiva bhajāmyaham. Do you know that verse?
Bhagavad Gita,
yes. Je jatha mam prapadyante staṁ stathāṁ bhajāmyaham. Say its English translation. Yes?
According as they surrender unto me,
yes.
I reward them accordingly.
Yes, according to degree of surrender, one is rewarded.
Yes.
This is, in English you may say, je jatha mam prapadyante staṁ stathīv bhajāmyaham. Krishna says this thing, isn't it? But this is proved false. Krishna who says this thing, he says in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, na parayahum niravedya sanjudam, so sadhu krutyam vivadhayusa apiva, ja mangabhajan durjara grehasunkara, sambrasya tadabha pratijatu sadhana. This verse is there, in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. কারণ গোপীনাথ বা বুঝি পারতেন না, হ্যাঁ এসব কথা ন পারায় অহং নিরবেদ্য সঞ্জজং সো সাধু কৃত্যম বিবুধায়ুতা পিব জামা অভোজন দুর্জর গেহ শৃঙ্খলা সমৃষ্ট তদুব প্রতিজাত সাধু না বুঝছেন, হ্যাঁ দ্যাট থিং ইন ভগবদ গীতা যে যথা মাম প্রপদ্যন্তে স্তং তথা আমি ভজাম না, ইউ নো ইটস ইংলিশ. Yes, that means Krishna always repaying, paying back, isn't it? Krishna is always paying you back. If you give something, he pays you back tenfold or hundredfold, isn't it? He never remains undebted, isn't it? All is paying back. Huh? But in that verse, 10th canto, he says, do you know that verse as reciting? Huh? As reciting that verse, do you know that?
Which chapter?
10th canto, 32nd chapter, verse 22nd. Understand? Na parayahum niravedya sanjudangsa sadhu krityam vibudhayusa piva ja ma abhajan durjarga shunkhala samrishya tadabha pratijatu sadhuna. This is verse. You understand? Krishna says to gopis, you gopis, you are coming to me. You are attracted towards me. Leaving your household affairs. You understand? The household life is like a bondage. You understand? A great chain, very strong chain. You understand? A great strong bondage. But durjara graha shrunkhala, he says. That bondage is so strong, one cannot break it. It's very impossible, very hard to break. You understand? But you break it. You gopis, you break it. That hard chain, very strong chain, you break and you run to me. You understand? So, I am now unable to repay it. Pay back your love. You understand? The love you have developed for me, now I am unable to pay you back. If I will be a very, very long lived like Brahma, like the demigods, Brahma, you understand? Still I can pay it back. So I become indebted to you. You understand? Now, that promise he had made in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, jetatha mam prapadyanti stantatha vibhajamyam, it is now proved false, isn't it? I pay it back according to degree of your surrender. But here he says, I cannot pay back. Now it is proved false. Then said, this is wonderful. Then he thinks, how can I pay it back? I have no wealth to pay it back. You understand? Then what shall I? If you have incurred some debt, you have to pay it back, isn't it? If you have no wealth, how can you pay it back? And what shall you do? According to my spiritual master, beg, borrow, or steal. You beg, well, beg money, or borrow, or if that is not possible, then steal. Huh? Gopikanta has enough money, you'll steal from Gopikanta? Now stealing is last thing. You understand? Then Krishna is thinking, I have no wealth to pay back this debt. But there is wealth. I have not possessed that wealth. That wealth, Radharani possesses that wealth. You understand? He's Bhandari, he's storekeeper. You understand? Prem Bhandar. Storekeeper of that love. So Radharani has that wealth. So what shall I do if I beg Radharani? She cannot give me. If I say, all right, please Radharani, give me, borrow me, lend me, I'll pay it back. Still she will never give me. What shall I steal from her? Then I'll steal. You understand? So he is a great thief, supreme thief, Krishna. So he steals now. To pay back the debt. That is stated. This verse. You understand? So, one question is raised. You understand? Do you know what is the question? All love Krishna, isn't it? All love Krishna. Then question is raised, doesn't Krishna love anyone? All love Krishna, doesn't Krishna love anyone? You understand? This question is. If it is yes, answer may be yes or no, isn't it? If it is yes, affirmative or negative, then Krishna, who is Vishva Vigraha, do you understand? Vishva Vigraha, once I had told you, Vishva Vigraha, Asura Vigraha, isn't it? These are specific words, no English rendering. If he loves, then he becomes Asura Vigraha. Vishva Vigraha becomes Asura Vigraha, isn't it? If question of love arises, then two things, lover and beloved, two things arise. There must be two. That must not be one, isn't it? There must be lover and beloved. Two must be there, not be one. Because if there is one, this taste or mellow cannot be tasted, isn't it? So this question arises. That Krishna, who is Vishva Vigraha, will not he or cannot he be Asraya? And develop love? You understand? This question arises. This is a very important question. Because Krishna is the object of love, it is said. Krishna is the only object of love. He is Vishva Vigraha. But he should be Asraya. He may be Asraya. So, we quote that verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Jejatha mam prapadyante stang sathiva bhajamyaham. You know, this is his promise. He always pays back. He does prati bhojan, pays back. He is never indebted. Never incurs debt, isn't it? He always pays back. But here, that verse I quoted from 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, where he says that I cannot pay back the love of the gopis, love of Radharani. You understand? Because I have no wealth. in my storehouse to pay back this. If there is no wealth, then what should be done? Beg, borrow, or steal. You understand? So where is that wealth from whom I shall beg or borrow or steal? It is only with Srimati Radharani. It cannot be found anywhere else. You understand? Radharani has this wealth. And it is stored in her heart. You understand? So if I ask Radharani, please give, she'll never give me. If I ask, please borrow, lend it, I'll pay it back, still she'll never give me. So what shall I do? I must steal. This is the last thing. You understand? I must steal it. He was thinking very deeply over it, how to do, how to steal. And it is stored in the core of the heart of Srimati Radharani, which is a very, very inaccessible place. You understand? Now how can I enter into that and get it and steal it? He was thinking like that. You understand? Therefore, Jayadev Goswami, when he was Krishna, he came as Krishna, he tried his best to get it, but he failed. You understand? He failed. He couldn't get it. So, Jayadev Goswami has written that. Smara gara khandanam mama sirasi mandanam dehi padapallavam udaram. You understand? He requests Radharani, "Oh Radharani, will you kindly give your feet to me? Dehi padapallavam udaram." You understand? Krishna requests Radharani. Because Radharani has this wealth. Anyhow, to please Radharani and get it. Unless I please, how can I enter into her heart? You understand? So Krishna now wants this thing. If, though he is the object of love for everyone, you understand, Nurhari? He is very, very subtle and deep philosophy. Therefore, what he does? He meditates on Radha. All meditate on Krishna, isn't it? So Krishna is meditating on Radha. You understand? Not publicly. He never does it publicly. You understand? He chants the name of Radha, not publicly. He also serves Radharani, not publicly. You understand? Secretly. Lest it cannot be known to all gopis. Gopis cannot know it. You understand? Kaviraj Goswami has given very nice description in Chaitanya Charitamrita about this. You understand? So he was thinking very deeply, very deeply. The more he thinks, more deeply he thinks, more eagerness develops. How can I get it? You understand? Rupa Goswami has written all these things because he is Rupa Manjari. She was Rupa Manjari in Krishna Leela. You understand? Rupa Goswami. She knows all these things. So he gives the description. So Rupa Goswami writes, Aparam kasyapi pranenjana brindasya kutuki rasastomam hrutva madhuram upabhoktum kamapi jaha rucham swama bhakbre dutimiha tadiyam prakatayan Svadeva Chaitanya Kruti Rati Tarangna Upayati. Rupa Goswami writes. That Krishna, when he was, is very eager to steal that dhan, wealth, from the core of the heart of Srimati Radharani, what he did? He just covers up his own kala, Syam Varna. You understand? He assumes the color of Radharani, becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? Then it will be easy to steal now. Otherwise, not easy. Therefore, he became Gaura. Syam Sundar became Gaura Sundar. You understand? This is written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Now, he's practicing, he's preparing his way, his means, how can I go and enter into the depth, the heart of Srimati Radharani and steal that. You understand? Krishna is thinking very deeply. Therefore, thought of, I must do like that, otherwise it's not possible. I must cover up my this bodily hue and assume the bodily hue for Radharani. Then it will be easy. So he became Gaura. Yes?
I didn't understand actually how he did it. How did
he do it? That is another very confidential and deep philosophy. You understand? How did he do it? And someday we may, if opportunity is available, I may say. You understand? This is enough today for you. As Krishna was eager, unless you have eagerness, how can you get it? You should develop greed for it. It's greedy. Isn't it? You are greedy.
I don't know if it's scripture, sorry. It's very, very poor.
But you should develop greed. You should be greedy for it. You should be very, very eager for it. Otherwise, how can you get it?
First thing is living in the abroad. So this everything is happening here. Very different. How can I get it?
If you develop that greed, if you are so eager, then Krishna can make it possible. There is nothing impossible on the part of Krishna. Who could do such thing, could still enter into the core of the heart of Radharani and steal things.
So another thing, Guru Maharaj, is Krishna is known as Yogeshwara. He has got all mystic power to do anything impossible. So I'm just
Krishna is the supreme thief, you see. Yes. He only steals now. He never exhibits his mystic power here. You see, that fails.
But I'm insignificant. How can I?
So you pray to that supreme thief, you Krishna supreme thief, please steal me. Pray to Krishna, you supreme thief, please steal me. Otherwise,
Krishna wants to steal.
Yes.
The wealth in it from the core of the heart of Radharani.
Yes.
But how can he steal me? Because that way I'm not.
Then you think you won't steal you. He'll kick you. Get out. I don't need you.
Yes,
get out here.
Thing like that. Because that wealth, I think, I'm sure, I'm certainly, is certainly more important than
that. Then you should develop that wealth now, acquire that wealth, then Krishna will steal you. Then pray to Radharani. Instead of praying to Krishna, you pray to Radharani now. Then stand, no hurry. Then you be a devotee of Radharani now. So if Radharani is ours or mercy on you, then it will be possible. Otherwise, not possible. You understand now? Then you develop now that thing.
All these things, I think, it's only causeless mess. Because I don't know how to pray. How to pray, Radharani. Don't know anything.
You should learn all these things. Otherwise, how can you get all these things?
Some telling Guru Maharaj how to learn.
Yeah.
Oh my God, brothers, they are learning every day.
Then steal from them. Then you become a thief. Steal from them. You, my God, brother, you oppose this world.
For me, quite
yeah, I am begging, if you won't give, then steal from Atmaram.
Tell them, they said no. This is from them, from Guru Maharaj.
They want to give you. Unless you steal it, then you should learn art of stealing. How I can steal it? What is it?
Quite impossible.
Quite impossible. Who goes in Shanta Singhar room? That Shanta Singhar, you know, that devotee, gray-headed. Shanta Singhar. He is very magnificent. Munificent, magnanimous heart. You approach him, he may give you. This young man cannot give. The old man can give you. They are very greedy. They want to share it. They don't want. They understand, no worry. You see, Krishna.
I don't know even philosophy, Guru Maharaj.
Krishna
is all the things for me.
Devised so many plans, and at last we thought of this is the only way. I have to steal it. You understand? She requested Radharani soon. He requested you, Radharani. Please give your feet to me. Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram. Still, what to do? At last, I know I will steal it. No other way is there. How can I steal? It was very, very difficult and inaccessible to enter in, to approach Radharani and enter into her heart. So, he is very wonderful, you see. How wonderful, supreme wonderful.
Guru Maharaj, Krishna is wonderful.
Yes.
Until he changes his body, but I can't change my body.
He covers up his own hue, bodily hue, Shyam Sundar, and
become
that golden hue and assumes golden hue,
the
complexion of Radharani. Then he steals.
I can't.
You can't, yes, we can't do unless Krishna. Or, in other words, unless Radharani is our Satmas. So pray to Radharani. You understand, Nurhati? This is the only way. No other way is there.
I've got no devotion. So easy.
You should develop some devotion. You have come to develop devotion. Isn't it? Yes, you have to learn, and that's why I say you should develop greed for it. Because you are greedy in all respect, you should develop greed for it. Otherwise it will not be possible. Allah, thank you.
Thank you.